Is your attention span shorter than a goldfish? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week's viral science story was about a research experiment showing that smartphones have shrunk the human attention span to 8.25 seconds, shorter than the attention span of a goldfish, the headline read, which is about 9 seconds. I assume they meant actual goldfish, not those little cheese crackers. But it doesn't matter, because I've tried to find the source of this figure for the attention span of a goldfish, and it's just not there. But here's what I did find. The research wasn't really about attention spans in general. It was designed to test how long humans pay attention to ads on web pages. If we're talking about ads, 8.25 seconds strikes me as pretty long, which is probably because the test subjects, as it turns out, were all Canadians who are genetically patient. If they tested Americans, you'd figure, what, 4 seconds on the West Coast? On the East Coast, probably two. Anyway, they concluded that for people to pay attention to web ads, the ads have to have movement, because our peripheral vision is hardwired to respond to movement as a way to alert us to predators. So now, more and more ads are like action films. And here's the irony. These elaborate ads need massive amounts of data so that while you're waiting for this irresistible, attention-grabbing, action-packed ad to load, you're watching a download bar. What the researchers should have measured is not how long are you willing to look at an ad, but how long are you willing to look at a download bar? I'm betting it's way less than 8 seconds. Even for a Canadian. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.